The first reading today, St. Paul tells Timothy that he is to preach the word in season and out of season. Whether people want to hear it or not, he has to preach the truth. And St. Paul goes on to tell him that he's going to suffer for doing that. That just is part of the deal. But our Lord also tells us in the gospel about the same concept, that there is a responsibility that we have. We're to be the light. We're to be the salt of the earth. We are to bring Christ into the world. And there are some people who aren't going to like it. St. Paul points out that people are going to have itching ears. They're going to turn to fables instead of to the truth. And look at what we've got going on right now. Over in Germany, just a couple of days ago, there's a synod, because we're supposed to be about synods now, you know. And so they said, oh, the church needs to change your teaching on homosexuality. Really? There's another one that said the church needs to change her teaching regarding ordination. We need women to be ordained. See, to be politically correct is a whole lot easier than the truth. People don't want the truth. A lot of people don't, put it that way. And a lot of priests don't want to preach it. When I was in the seminary, essentially we were taught that to be a good priest is to be everybody's buddy. And so as long as you're making everybody happy, then you're a good priest. And if you're irritating the heck out of people because you're teaching them the truth, you're a bad priest. Well, St. Paul made very clear that we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He is the Word of God. He is the truth. And he is the one that we have to preach. Sometimes that truth is hard for people to hear. We have to preach the truth with love. We can't just beat people over the head with the truth. Obviously, that's not going to get us anywhere. But the truth with charity. But the truth nonetheless. Whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether people want to hear it or whether they don't, whether they want to like you or whether they don't, it doesn't matter. St. Paul said of himself, as for him, he had kept the faith. He had run the race. He had kept the faith. Look at 2 Corinthians, and he lays out all the sufferings that he had to endure. Being shipwrecked and stoned and beaten and whipped and imprisoned and all the different things that he had to go through to be able to preach the gospel to people. He had to demonstrate his fidelity. Remember when Jesus spoke to Ananias, when St. Paul, before he was St. Paul, was lying in Damascus blind. And Jesus said to Ananias, go and lay your hands on this man named Saul. And he said, oh, no, Lord. I've heard about this guy. And Jesus said, I myself will show him how much he must suffer for my name. He didn't say he's going to go and preach the gospel and he's just going to have a grand time. This is going to be easy. Everybody's going to want to hear it because it's the truth. The truth, after all, is going to set you free, and that's what everybody wants, right? Yeah, that's why we keep choosing to be slaves, because we want freedom so badly. Just look what's going on in our country and in our world. We'd rather give up our freedom so that we could have security. Really? The devil will tell you the same blasted lie. We'd rather be slaves than be free, just like the people of Israel. Why did you bring us out to this desert just to die? It was better if we would remain in Egypt, because at least in Egypt we had leeks and we had cucumbers and we had flesh pots back then. We'd be better off as slaves than to be free. Is that really what we want? I hope not. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Do we really want to trade in our freedom as the children of God for the slavery to sin and to Satan? That's the choice we all have to make. I have the obligation to stand here and tell you that that's the choice we all have to make. And it's a great privilege. It comes with a cost, as does everything. So we have to bear with all of that, as St. Paul told us we have to do. But we still have to preach the truth. And we have to pray that, starting with my own self and hoping for everybody else too, that we will open our hearts to hear the truth and to embrace the truth, that we want the truth. Because sometimes the truth is going to shake us up. Sometimes the truth is going to force us to change. We don't like that. But that's the reality. So when they taught us that being a good priest is to be everybody's buddy, I rejected it. I guess I chose the opposite road. To be a good priest is to irritate people. I've been doing it for 34 years, so praise the Lord, we'll keep doing it. But hopefully, it's done with charity, hopefully. But that's what we have to keep doing, because that's what we are charged with. The only thing that is important is getting souls to heaven. And none of us is going to get to heaven if we are enslaved to Satan. It is only by the freedom that comes in Jesus Christ, and that freedom is the truth. The truth is the person of Jesus Christ, and the gospel is the person of Jesus Christ, and only that truth will set us free.